Currently, at Cheney Reservoir, one of Wichita's two major water sources, is sitting at 100% full. The drought is officially over. What does this mean for Wichita residents?
We're still encouraging people to use less water. It does two things, really. It protects our water sources, Cheney Lake and the Equus Beds Aquifer. It's important that we're not drawing more out than we necessarily need to be. It doesn't have the same sort of immediate sensitivity because it doesn't look like Cheney Lake's going to go dry in the next few years like we thought earlier in the year when Cheney was only about half full. But it's still an important protection of our water supplies to use only what we need. The other thing is our customers actually save money every month and every year when they use less water. A residential customer, on average, if they were able to cut their water usage by 20%, would save almost $100 in an average year. And a business customer would actually save a little bit over $500 a year.
And Ben, just this week on Tuesday, the City Council talked about water management.
Yes, earlier this week, the City Council had a workshop where we talked really about two things. We are out of a drought, but we know we'll end up in a drought again. And now that we aren't in the middle of a drought like we were earlier in the year, it helps us take a step back and start to plan a staged approach next time we enter into one. So we can stair step any different actions that we have to have for water restrictions or any new water supply enhancements. The other thing that we talked about at the City Council is a long-term water master plan that's under development. That we have enough water to meet the long-term needs of the community. So we know that there's probably five or six different potential new water sources that we could tap in the coming years. And we're going to come back to the City Council and ultimately the public with a cost-benefit analysis of each of those different water supply scenarios and the sources that we could have, and then kind of tee it up for the community and public input in terms of what kinds of approaches. Is it, you know, reusing wastewater effluent gray water? Is it increased conservation? Is it potentially using water from a source like El Dorado Lake, or further increasing the recharge that we're doing in our Equus Beds Aquifer.
Now, Ben, some reductions are due to rain, but city records show that customers use less water even when rainfall and temperatures were similar to last year. So does that mean with reduction of use that eventually there will be rate hikes?
We should not have rate increases simply because of conservation during the drought. We do have annual single-digit rate increases planned in the water and sewer utilities for infrastructure renewal and replacement of our aging water mains and sewer mains, for instance. That's unchanged. But we're not talking about rate hikes above what we'd already planned for, just because we're able to withstand a year of this low water usage from the drought.
A new study forecasts that 69% of the water in the High Plains Aquifer in Kansas will be depleted within 50 years at current usage rates. How does this affect Wichita's water source?
One of Wichita's two water sources is the Equus Beds Aquifer. We've been pulling water out of there for decades, and we have what's called a senior water right, which means that we were granted the first water rights by the state of Kansas for the water that's in the Equus Beds. Since that time, they've also appropriated water rights to lots of agricultural users and some other users up north of town, and it's to the point where, like other parts of the Ogallala Aquifer, the Equus Beds, where we pull our water out of, is what's known as over-appropriated. Basically, what that means is that the annual water rights, in terms of the gallons or acre feet that communities and farmers can pull out, is greater than the natural recharge to the aquifer. When we're talking about protecting water supplies, that's the kind of thing that we're talking about, is the fact that the Equus Beds is over-appropriated. Anything that we don't have to pull out of there now means it would be available in the future.
Labor Day weekend's here, and there probably will be folks who want to go out on the Arkansas River with their canoes and kayaks. And recently, the waters went down to allow folks to do that?
You're right. A week ago, we publicized the fact that the waters reopened for recreational activities. It's back to a normal level. It's just a few percentage points higher than what it normally is this time of year. So the river's safe again for people, and we just encourage people to have fun and enjoy it, but also enjoy it safely and use all their safety equipment.
But Ben, is the Lincoln Street boat passage still closed?
Yes, that'll be closed for an indefinite period of time while we investigate some damage that occurred because of the high rains. It just means that people can't pass from the north to the south over by Lincoln Street. However, all recreational activity, both north and south of Lincoln Street, it's allowed. The river's opened up again. So we really do wish everybody a safe and happy Labor Day, especially if they're out on the river this weekend.
Ben Nelson is with the City of Wichita's Public Works and Utilities Department. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you.